Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Labor Day, drive sober or get pulled over. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. During the Labor Day holiday period, including the end of summertime and the busy holiday weekend, Wyoming law enforcement will be working to decrease impaired driving. The Wyoming Highway Patrol wants to remind Wyomingites through September 4th, officers, deputies, and troopers will take part in the Drive Sober or Get Pulled Over high visibility enforcement event. No matter how you plan to celebrate the end of the season this year, make sure you plan it safely. According to the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, 13,384 people were killed in drunk driving crashes in 2021. That's one person every 39 minutes. On average, more than 11,000 people were killed in drunk driving crashes nationwide each year from 2017 to 2021. During 2022 in Wyoming, 61 people were killed in vehicle crashes involving impaired drivers. Those 61 deaths represented 45% of all traffic fatalities in Wyoming during 2022. The Wyoming Highway Patrol and local law enforcement agencies want to remind drivers that drunk driving is not only illegal, it's a matter of life and death. As you head out to festivities during the end of summer and Labor Day weekend, remember, drive sober or get pulled over. Quote, we want our community members to understand that it's our first priority to keep people safe, so we're asking everyone to plan ahead if they know they'll be out drinking, said Colonel Tim Cameron. Quote, the Drive Sober campaign is an awareness effort to get the message out that drunk driving is illegal and it takes lives. Let's make this a partnership between law enforcement and drivers, help us protect the community and put an end to senseless behavior, Colonel Cameron said. During the 2021 Labor Day holiday period, there were 531 crash fatalities nationwide. Of these 531 traffic crash fatalities, 41% involved a drunk driver, and more than a quarter, which is around 27%, involved drivers who were driving with a BAC almost twice the legal limit. Among drivers between the ages of 18 and 34 who were killed in crashes over the Labor Day holiday period in 2021, 48% of those drivers were drunk with BACs of 0.08 or higher. Wyoming law enforcement would like to remind everyone that there are plenty of options for impaired drivers to get home safely. Take public transportation or find someone else to drive you home. Don't risk hurting yourself or others by getting behind the wheel when you've been drinking. Use ride-share services like Lyft or Uber instead of driving yourself home after a night out. If you see a suspected drunk driver on the road, contact local law enforcement immediately. Secretary of State conditionally certifies initiative to limit property tax in Wyoming. On August 30th, Wyoming Secretary of State Chuck Gray conditionally certified the, quote, People's Initiative to Limit Property Tax in Wyoming through a homeowner's exemption, which was submitted to the Secretary of State's office. According to the press release from the Wyoming Secretary of State's office, pursuant to Wyoming law, the people may propose and enact laws by initiative upon completion of the requirements set forth in Wyoming Statute 22-24-301. Conditional certification is granted pending submission of the signatures of 100 qualified registered voters to act as sponsors in support of the initiative. Quote, the people's right to propose and enact laws by initiative to address fundamental issues, such as property tax limits, is pivotal to our state, Secretary Gray said in a statement. Quote, as the Secretary of State's office, we take our role in the initiative process very seriously and will work diligently to ensure the people's initiative to limit property tax in Wyoming through a homeowner's exemption is processed efficiently and in accordance with Wyoming law. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.